I'd like to give a testimony. I had a phone call this morning from Danny, praise the Lord, 5:45 in the morning. Well, it was worth it because he never understands the time. I keep telling him there's a 5-hour difference, but that's water on a duck's back. Anyway, some good news. He had a phone call from a family who live in Rajahmundry, which is about 30 miles from where they are. That's where we fly in when we go to visit because they've got an airport there and so forth. And there was the phone call was that there was a lady who was having tremendous pain in the chest, and she'd been going for tests, and they done it, all the tests and everything. This has been going on for quite a few months, I believe, and they couldn't find anything wrong. I mean, you know, heart seemed fine and so on, and she really in many ways was just progressively getting worse. Anyway, they rang Danny. I don't know how the contact came, but they rang him and said, can you pray? Now, these family are Hindus, all right? So Danny felt led to go to the family themselves. So he went and he spoke to them, and he said, are you going to witch doctors? And they said, yes, we are. And our families have done it, and they've been going to witch doctors for quite several centuries or whatever. So he said that this is a demon. This is demons attacking. So he said, I'm going to lay my hand on you. And as he laid his hand on her, demon manifested and struck her to the ground. And she laid flat out. And then he commanded the demon to identify itself. And the demons then spoke through her and said, I am not identifying myself. And he said, you will in the name of Jesus. And he said, I am not. We have been there here for many centuries and we're not coming out. And he said, you are. And he said, I break this curse now. And the woman appeared like dead. Well, of course, there's nothing new on that because we know what the scriptures say about that. And the demon said, we have been here through several generations. We have a hold. And he said, you no longer have a hold. I curse you. You come out in the name of Jesus. And with that, she came to. And not only she, but the family gave their hearts to the Lord. Amen. And I said, I get the impression they'll be along to your meetings. Too true, he said. So he said, please will you give this testimony to the saints. Yeah. Now, this is coming at a right time with what's going on, because everyone at the moment only see or believe that Danny's stepfather can do such a thing. The Lord has revealed that he doesn't do it just through one person, but he can do it through those who have faith and believe. And I said to Danny, that is going to get around. They've got tremendous network, you know, in these villages. They don't have, you know, computers, whatever, but boy, they know how to communicate. They really do. Absolutely. And I said, this is going to get around. And I said, God is on the scene here, Danny. And I said, if this goes on, God is going to judge what's happening. Yeah. So please continue to be in prayer. I'm not going into details as to what you know is happening through his father, but the Lord is now placing our brother in a position for God's glory to be seen. So he said, please will you share this?